Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how you doing? This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. You found it. I'm glad you did. Very, very exciting. We have an afternoon show today, which I am not complaining about at all because I love it. It breaks up my day and, frankly, gives me an excuse not to be out back mowing the lawn. Oh, man. It's too hot here in South Florida for that. It is too hot. Everybody keeps telling me, well, you have to do it early in the morning before the heat of the day happens. And, you know, I got to get up at, I'd be out there mowing at 5 a.m. and my neighbors would all complain, because it gets hot early here and stays hot. But, you know, I'm inside the nice air conditioning and, it's nice today in here. I'm very excited today. We have a fantastic guest, lined up and, he is very, very talented. I really dig his music a lot. I'd like to welcome Mr. Charlie Corman. Charlie, am I saying your last name right? Is that that's proper or am I off on that?
Yeah, no, that's correct. That's correct.
Good. How are you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, I'm looking at my show notes and it says you were raised in Chicago, but you're in North Carolina right now, going to school, right?
Yep, I go to school in North Carolina and right now I'm actually in California making more music.
Nice. He's out west. Nice. That's fantastic.
Yep. I'm actually in the studio right now.
Oh, very cool, man. Very, very cool. Well, let me ask you, growing up in Chicago, I grew up outside of Detroit. So, you know, we used to try to get over to Chicago as much as we could. That was where the all the action was, you know. But it was a six-hour drive to get over there, but it was worth it. How did you, were you always a music kid? Were you always a music guy? How did all this come about?
I've always been singing. I've always been interested in music. I actually started rapping in high school a little bit. That really wasn't my thing. So, I tried a little bit here and there and it worked. I'm a little better at it now. But I mainly work on singing and I've been singing since I could walk. So, you know,
wow.
I've just been running around the house whenever I had an opportunity to do it and learn a new song and find a new artist. You know, I was going crazy about it. I love this stuff.
That's fantastic. That's very, very cool. I'm just in awe. I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people and that's how I make my living and have the little show here. But all of my friends growing up were all musicians. And I always hung out with them because they have the best parties. And there was always a lot of girls hanging out. So, you know, that's why they were the cool kids. And I was hoping some of that would rub off on me. That's not always the easiest path, though, especially were your folks and everybody supportive or were they down with it or were they like, you need to be an accountant also or. How did that how was all that?
My family, when I was just starting off, they were kind of interested in it. They didn't necessarily know what was going on, but they loved it. My father knew exactly what was going on, and he wanted to know everything. He's actually my my role model, and he's my business partner and stuff. And then once we started getting really into stuff, making music videos and releasing songs and stuff professionally, my family's been nothing but supportive. And
that's cool.
Sometimes brutally honest, which is very, very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because people not in the business think they're like, oh, well, that's got to be, you know, so disheartening. No. You need that. I tell you that the worst thing is to surround yourself with a bunch of people that are just telling you what they think you want to hear, because that's not helpful at all. You know, if you need to make a course correction, you got to know about it, you know.
That's why I keep it a small circle.
Exactly. That's something, you know, me and my gal Danny, my girlfriend, when we first hooked up about the first week, you know, she's like, well, I don't want to make you mad. I'm like, no, make me mad. If something's not working, please let me know because that saves time. you know? And, you know, I don't know if I should have told her that or not, because she just hasn't stopped since. No, I'm kidding. She's great. Wakes me up in the middle of the night. Well, you just suck at that. No, I'm joking. I'm teasing. you know, it's hard. It's hard sometimes, but it's so important to have a good team around you. You know, I always tell people, you know, when you watch football, you may have the greatest quarterback in the world, but man, it's a lot easier for him to do his thing if there's a whole team there, you know, if he's not out
Absolutely.
There by himself. Oh man. So that's cool. So you started, you know, you were laying down tracks and everything and, you know, going into the studio. What was the tracks, we have some tracks we're playing today. Are these all on an EP or are you releasing these as singles? How's it going?
Those are actually already available. I released my first album and all those songs are on it.
Nice.
And yeah, you can find them anywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. They're all over. Very, very, very happy that I finally released that. That project's been in my hands for a while now, and it's so great to finally let that be out there and let the world see it. Very happy.
I can only imagine. That's a big deal, yeah. too. It's a big deal. People not in the business don't realize. They're like, oh, you recorded an album last weekend? That's adorable. No, that isn't how that works. you know?
Yeah, no, that took like at least a year.
of hard work. Of hard work. And, that's you know, the worst part about projects like that people don't think about, people don't realize, is it's a one-way venture. There's money going out when you're doing that, but not a lot coming in, you know? So you got to think about that for a year. Sign up for that for a year, ladies and gentlemen. That's, oh, man, that can be brutal. Brutal. Now, you were doing this, you were getting this album together while you were going to school as well? Because that's not... That's a big load there too, you know?
Yep. I'm still in college. I'm still getting that degree, even though I'm doing the music. You know, it's always nice to, you're always learning. So you might as well.
Oh yeah.
Might as well get your degree and get your stuff. And yeah, so I'm doing that as well. I go to High Point University in North Carolina. That's great as well. But, it's sometimes a very interesting switch because, you know, one day you're in California just rocking with, you know, all these fun people and having a fun time and recording music. And then the next weekend you're in a classroom writing down notes.
Right.
So you really got to switch the mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, man. Well, do you mind me asking, what are you studying?
So, strategic communications.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Not easy stuff. Mm-hmm. Not easy stuff. Oh, man. Charlie, you should have went to art school. It's a breed. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't the worst thing. But, oh, man. Yeah, it was. I don't miss it. But it was a fun time. That's cool, man. That is cool. But you're right. So you're bouncing around, you know, one side of the country to the other and all that, getting this down. No, you always is there a particular time of the day when you like sit down to write music or whatnot, or does it just happen when it happens?
I mean, it's kind of all over the map, you know. On planes, I'll just be, you know, writing, thinking, listening to stuff and being inspired by other artists and you know, then every now and then I could just be driving my car around and stuff and something will pop in my mind and I'll be like, you know what, that would be perfect in a song and I've already had these lyrics, so I should add it to that. It's just all over the map.
Nice.
I'm always writing. I'm always working on it.
Oh, it's cool.
10,000 hours.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. In my show notes, it says that you would love to inspire others to understand that we are all human beings who go through breakups, heartaches, depression, happiness, growing, etc. Ain't that the truth, man? And you don't realize it. I remember those... Like those first heartbreaks and stuff. Oh man, I thought I was the first person that happened. It could happen to, and you know, no, no, it's happened before. that first one's always rough. You know what I mean? It gets easier, I think, but crazy. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please, visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more. Including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. LapothecaryUnique.com. We should play a track, Charlie. We've got 4 here that they sent over. I like them all. I like them all. We've got Cage, Demons, Down, 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 and Options. What should we hit people with first, do you think?
Let's go with Options.
Okay. I like this one a lot. There's a very cool lyric video to this that I have been pushing out on my social media and whatnot this last week, and it's very, very cool. This is a great song for those who need some good perspective. I like this one. We're going to play it and we'll talk about it. Here it is. This is Charlie Corman, Options.
Yeah. You've been talking reckless, coming out your necklace. Daddy's like, I ain't been treating you like my queen. You've been hella extra, I'm so disrespectful. Every time you call me, it turns into World War III. We started so awesome, but somewhere we lost it. Now all we do is fight and say things we don't really mean. I think you should know, girl, I don't care about those girls. But you got me thinking I should just be doing me. Cause I got options, I got options, baby, I got options, I got options.
No matter how hard I try, you're never satisfied. You don't even recognize that you got it all, about to blow it all. You're taking me back to the old me, learning you cannot control me. I'm in the club with the homies, ladies up on me, feeling awesome. Girl, I think we lost it. All we do is fight and say things we don't really mean. I think you should know, girl, I don't care about those girls. But you got me thinking I should just be doing me. Cause I got options. All together, I got options all night. If you don't want my love, I won't put up a fight. It's all good if it's like that. It's all good if it's like that.
Charlie Corman. I like that track a lot, Charlie. Pretty cool.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is a good revelation to have when you need it. You know, I've been there.
Absolutely.
I've been there. Very cool. Very, very cool. Now, let me ask you, we hear, like we listen to a track like Options and you hear the finished product and whatnot. I know as a painter, when I'm working on a painting, people see the end result. They're like, oh, you just knocked that out last night, huh? Sometimes, yes, sometimes they come real easy, and it's great when they do, and I celebrate that because it isn't always the case. More often than not, I'm ready to throw a canvas in the street. I'm very frustrated with it. It fights me a little. With songwriting, I imagine it's kind of a similar type deal?
Well, the way that I do it is I actually work with Brian Toby, who is my co-writer. We usually get in the studio and we'll listen to some music, catch a little bit of a vibe, and we work together to just, you know, create a sound and an idea and kind of where we want to go with it and stuff. And it starts into something and then it just keeps building and everything within the team working on it.
That's
and
awesome.
And
awesome.
Then you get a finished product like Options.
That's so cool. That is so cool because then you know how you have a plan, and you know studio work too. I mean, it's you kind of have to have a plan. I think I would imagine because you know the meter is running when you go into the studio. I think a lot of people have this idea of people like just hanging out in studios, you know, for weeks at a time, and you know it's not cheap. It's got to be paid for, but you know. Hey, I want to mention, too, because you mentioned this earlier, all these tracks that we're playing today, these are all available, right? These are everywhere, wherever people buy digital music, and they can pick them up.
Yes, they can. They're out and about. Go ahead and check them out if you want.
Very cool. Very cool. Just pop in Charlie Corman. We also have a link up to Charlie's website and whatnot. Very, very cool. Now, let me ask you, with this, having a music career and whatnot, going to school full-time, man, where do you find the time for all this? Do you sleep?
I mean, you really got to make the time for it. If it's your passion, you just, you know, it's not something you can you can just mess around with like that, you know. Like, of course, there are nights where we'll be in the studio up all night long and stuff, and we end up catching that sleep later on in another few days or so. But it all works out.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Time management. Time management. Obviously, you're good at it, and I think that's important, you know.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Now, let me ask you this, Charlie. We're going to play another. Are these, you had mentioned, you know, working in the studio and whatnot, like on a song like Options or whatnot. I have to ask, man, was there a particular person that was inspired by? And do they know that they inspired a track like Options? Or is that a no comment type deal? Oh, there was. Okay.
No comment on the name. But, yes, it was definitely inspired by a person in my life that I realized, you know, wasn't treating me right at all.
Right.
So, I made it, you know, I kind of reached into a little bit of a bad situation and decided to turn it
found
into a good one.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You know, that's always good. If somebody's not doing you right and you can turn it around where, you know, you make a buck or two, not a bad way to end that. Very cool. Let's play another track, Charlie. We've got Demons, Cage, and Down, Down, Down. What do you think we should go with next?
Let's see here. I say we go with Cage.
That's a cool track, yeah. Okay. Here it is, folks. This is Charlie Corman, Cage. Check this out.
Sometimes I feel alone inside. Sometimes I feel broken down. Oh, yeah. Oh. And I realize that the king inside me is living without his crown. Oh, no. Then love rains on me like a waterfall, and I'm released. I let go. Oh, little fortune now. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Dry land can turn to quicksand. I'm stuck, I'm about to drown.
Track. I had to make sure I didn't want to talk over the tiger at the end there, Charlie. I like that one a lot. I'm telling you, man. No, finding that sample, did that take a while, or was it not so bad?
What do you mean?
Like getting the tiger growl, like finding that effect.
It was just, you know, looking around and seeing which kind of what we wanted it to sound like. We didn't want it too crazy. We kind of wanted it a little fierce, like growl. So we found it perfectly pretty quickly.
Pretty cool. I like it. I like that track a lot. It's one of those effects that I've noticed that you hear, you've been hearing it here and there on really good tracks that various artists are doing with the background different effects and sounds and whatnot. And I think it just adds to the landscape of the track. You know, it really fills it out, adding non-traditional instruments in there, you know, different effects like that. I think it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Absolutely.
And it's one of the, you know, it's funny, you know, like when I listen to like Lana Del Rey or something like that, you can hear these weird like bird sounds in the background, and it's just cool. You know, it works. I'm like, yeah, that's fantastic. But this song Cage, what I really like is it blends so well in with like your howl there and all the various different things. That's a cool track. That's a very, very cool track.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. Mine too. These are all good though. These are all really good. Nice and polished. You know, I like them. It's Cage is definitely going to be one of my summer 2018 tracks. You know, I'll think of summer 2018 when I hear that from now on. You know, it's it just fits perfectly. Yeah. Very, very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. at mdmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Now, let me ask you, with doing all of this, then you throw videos and lyric videos and stuff in the mix. Necessary. I always ask my musician friends if they dig doing those, or, and about half of them say, it's kind of a necessary thing. It's not my favorite thing. And then the other half are like, oh yeah, love doing it. Where do you fall in that spectrum there?
I absolutely love doing them. Music videos to me are like, they're not like it. I mean, it all depends on like what you're making it, but just the fact that you're creating a look behind the song itself and portraying what you were singing about or rapping about, it kind of gives them movement and something to see. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're an artist, so you know when you have that picture in your mind, you finally get to put mm-hmm. it on a canvas. It's a great finishing touch. That's how you get the
absolutely.
Art form to work out. And yeah, no, they're tons of fun and great people that we work with and stuff, and it's been nothing but a blast.
That's cool, man. That's cool. And they're done well, you know, so it's I was just talking to a friend of mine who's a musician, a fellow I know from Scotland, and we were talking on Skype the other day, and we were talking about this, and you know, he's like, that's the kind of anymore the first time, you know, the first place people go. And it's very true. Like people will send me tracks and stuff, or you know, hey, how about such and such to be on the show, or this or that. And if there's a direct link to like SoundCloud or Spotify or something, I might go to it. But chances are, 9 times out of 10, I go to YouTube. And you know, YouTube can send me a check now for the free plug. But no, I'm kidding, of course. But it's true, and I can't be the only person that does that. You know, so it's smart as a musician, I think, to have something on there as well. And you definitely do. So that's.
Yeah, no, I couldn't
agree
more. Everybody has. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, sir. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, yeah, no. I think it's necessary because everybody has their go-to, you know, where they want to listen to music. You know, my sister will go on iTunes. I go on Spotify. A bunch of my friends go on SoundCloud. So to really get the variety out there is extremely important.
Oh, yeah. And you got to hit it, all the different markets, you know, and it's I tell you, you know, you grew up with social media and, you know, the age of the smartphone and whatnot. I'm an old man, Charlie. I remember when we didn't have all that stuff. And I think it's amazing the tools that we have now. You know, it's pretty cool to be able to go on Twitter and put the word out to, you know, or Instagram, you know, to thousands and thousands of people quickly, you know, about something. That wasn't always the case. I think it's amazing. And you know, where else are you going to look at videos on about cats too? No, I'm kidding. Nothing wrong with those though. How do you feel about social media? Do you dig it, or is it kind of one of those crazy things?
It is definitely one of those crazy things for me. So I did grow up where everybody was using it. I never really thought it was necessary to, take a picture of me eating eggs every morning and stuff. But after I started to catch on a little bit, I was like, okay, you know, like some people actually want to see what you're up to. And, you know, getting a fan base and everything, I'm trying really hard to manage that and to learn about it.
That's right. There is going to be some gal out there, or guy, whatever the case may be, that starts a whole like web page now about what Charlie had for breakfast. Eggs again? No. It wouldn't surprise me, though. I've seen some weird stuff online, but I don't know. Crazy. Do you have a particular social media platform that you prefer over the others, or are you just, you hit all of them?
I mean, I try to hit all of them. I know I'm working really hard right now to be very active on Instagram, but I've always been pretty active on Snapchat.
Right. That's Instagram's in play, man. My girlfriend, she doesn't even go on Facebook anymore. She has an account and everything. She has a business. She has a business account on there. She will go on there maybe once a week. But she does that. There's a whole, man, it's like talking to somebody with a PhD or something when I'm like, she's like, well, you have to post on Instagram at this time with this and this frequency. I'm like, that is too much for me to know. You know, why don't you handle it? Like, no.
No, yeah.
You got to learn this stuff.
I took a break with Facebook. You know, I was on it for a little bit, but it was only to, you know, play Farmville or whatever. And I got a little addicted to that, so I kind of quit. But I got it back.
I tell you, it happens. I tell you, with all the – and it's terrible. I was just talking to a friend of mine about this as well. With all the political stuff that happens, it's easy to get sucked into that. And because, you know, we all feel our particular point of view is the correct one. You know, I mean – of course we're right, you know, but it's easy to get into that. And I remember when all that was happening, I was on Facebook and I'd get upset. You know, I'd start like just my mood would change. And my girlfriend actually sat me down one day and she said, you know, you're not a lot of fun to be around after you've been on Facebook too long. You need to. And she did. I said, I need to take a break, exactly like what you're talking about. And it was, and I did for a little while there, and it was, very refreshing, you know. And now I just don't even I don't engage in all that. I don't have time for that, you know. And it's just one of them things, man. One of them things. Very cool. So speaking of you know, that kind of stuff, what do you say we go with do you want to go with demons next, or should we go down?
That's an interesting question. Ooh, I mean, I definitely want to end this with, you know, kind of a, you know, a happy vibe. So we should probably go with Demons first, which was actually one of the hardest records I've ever made.
Really? You want to talk about it now? Or you want to talk about it after we play it?
Your call. We can talk about it now or after.
Yeah, let's go. Let's talk a little bit behind the scenes, and then we'll go into it.
Okay.
So what happened? How did it? What's the story there, Charlie?
So I, you know, being young and stuff, I'm always learning the hard way. And I put myself
I've been
in a situation. Yeah, I put myself in a situation, which was, you know, me. I thought I fell in love. I thought I did, and I messed up and actually fell in love with the idea of love itself. And I was in love with, I was in love with that idea with someone who didn't even love themselves. And, you know, it just ended up hurting me left and right. And, you'll kind of hear all about it in the song.
I'm telling you, those are the worst situations to be in too, because then I tell you what's really, it's almost embarrassing to yourself afterwards when you have that time of clarity and you're like, what the hell was I doing, man? Why was I, you know, and yeah, I hear you, Charlie. Oh, it took me a couple times to learn that lesson. Well, let's play the track, and hopefully this will help somebody maybe that's in that situation. Here it is,
that's
folks.
What I made it. That's...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, that's why I made it. I, you know, that was another hard thing for me was to actually release it because
right.
I was in tears in the studio while I was singing it. And I didn't want to release, you know, that's very me being vulnerable. And
right.
I finally realized, you know what, there are other people out there probably going through the same thing that, you know, it's this will hopefully help someone else.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yep, I'm thinking about somebody right now. So glad I got through that one. Here it is, everybody. This is Charlie Corman. This is Demons. Man, why won't the...
Never forget the times, never felt so alive, kissing you in the rain, dancing under the stars like we're the only ones, that was our favorite thing. You couldn't accept yourself, that's why you hurt yourself, that's all that I know. Your insecurities out of love forced me to let you go. Go and love yourself for you, not for me. Oh, I can't fix someone broken, that's not me. Forget all the times that we had. Letting you go made me sad. Waking up every morning in love. Not used to waking up alone. Couldn't accept yourself, that's why you hurt yourself. That's all that I know. Your insecurities out of love forced me to let you go. Go and love yourself for you, not for me. Oh, I can't fix someone broken, that's not me.
Wow, what a track. What a track, Charlie. Good stuff. Demons. Fantastic, man. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And yeah, you know, you very good message there, you know, and anyone listening that is in one of those situations, you know, it's If the person doesn't like themselves, man, it ain't gonna work. You know, they gotta get right with them before they can get right with you. And that's never a fun place to be, but it happens. It happens. Wow, that's a heck of a track there, Charlie. I like that one. I like that one. As we mentioned before, ladies and gentlemen, all of these are available wherever you pick up your digital music and the like. Very, very cool. Just pop in Charlie Corman and you can get these. You know? Get them all, as a matter of fact. Wow. So the album, you said that these, when you were putting the album together for this, it was a year project. That's a long time, you know, for a project.
A little more than that, yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Now, when you started, did you anticipate that time, or did it go pretty much according to plan, or did things come up?
It's a good question. So I'm kind of a perfectionist, but I'm also like, I'm a little antsy at the same time. It's like a weird mix. So like, I wanted everything to be perfect in every way possible. And then, so of course, we would sing the songs, and then we'd fix them up, and then we came up with a plan about how to, you know, figure everything out, and then what songs we wanted on the album. And I started to just realize that all of this stuff that that I'm talking about is just kind of understanding yourself, and that most people will never truly understand you, more than yourself. So that's why I called the album Hardly Understood. Because barely, you know, a lot of people don't get to know you. A lot of people just see the guy you are, you know, eating dinner or something. Or even if they meet you, even if they're like having fun with you and stuff, they don't know what happened yesterday, or possibly they don't even care.
Right.
But yeah, that track right there was that's where I learned, you know, what you said. How can someone love you if they can't even love themselves?
Yeah, that's. And it that's a hard lesson to learn, you know. It's a hard, and I've known people, and this doesn't happen to young folks, you know. I've known people that, you know, have went through that at any age. It's never fun. It's never fun. And people are dealing with their own, you know, that's another thing that I think that it's easy to forget. You know, you can meet somebody or be hanging out with somebody or whatever. And like you said, you don't know everything that's going on with them. You know, there could be stuff happening, and probably is, that you have no idea about. That's, you know, so be nice to people if you can, you know, because you don't know what's happening. Try to give them the benefit of the doubt, you know, and go from there, you know. But of course, always be aware of those red flags too, you know, because. Those are easy, especially, you know, if she's cute and got long legs, it's easy to overlook those sometimes. No, I'm kidding. Not really, but yeah. You know what I'm saying, Charlie. You know what I'm saying. It's easy to brush off some of those red flags sometimes. That's not always the smart way to go.
Growing up in Chicago, that's like one of the biggest lessons I learned is really, you know, watch out who you let in and really watch your back and really know someone. Really get to know someone.
Right. And figure out, is this somebody I want to get to know? You know, is this somebody I want to put the time in with? You know, sometimes it's not, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Where it is wrong is when you get yourself in these situations, you know, like the options track, you know, and suddenly you're like, yeah, that's not a good thing. Oh, man. I'm telling you, Charlie, I don't mean to get sidetracked. It just, your stuff is so true and captures the human condition so well. It reminds me, it takes me right to a particular person and time and place. And, you know, I don't even know you really, you know, and I'm hearing this and, it resonates, you know, it resonates. I don't mean to get distracted, but yeah. That's a good thing as an artist, you know.
Absolutely, that's a goal. That's the goal is to, you know, create something that not just people can dance to or party with, but they can actually relate to and feel. And I'm really happy that you can do that. That's awesome. That's
yeah,
all the stuff
and
I'm writing, all the stuff that I'm, you know, singing about and how I'm singing it. It's all true. It's all things that have happened to me. It's all stuff that I'm doing. It's all honest.
Right. Right. And I can't be the only person, you know, it's, I think everybody's going to feel that way upon hearing these tracks. And a lot of people have listened to these and they're excited about them and whatnot, but even more people are going to be, because it's good stuff. It's really good stuff. It's good art, you know, I like that. Now, our last track we're going to play, Down, Down, Down. Tell us a little bit about this one.
That is an interesting story. I mean, I kind of wrote that about a vacation I took, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Here it is, everybody. Let's listen to it and see what we can glean from that hint. Here is Down, 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 Charlie Corbin. Corman, Down, 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 another fantastic track. That's a very, very good track as well, Charlie. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool, cool, cool. I have to ask, though, where was the vacation at? Where'd you go on vacation?
I went to the Caribbean, and
nice.
It was a very fun time.
Yeah, I could. Usually is. It's usually not bad. But, you know, providing it's not hurricane season or something, you know. That's awesome. Very, very cool. Well, the album is out, folks, and you can get these tracks and more all on it. The name of the musician, of course, is Charlie Corman. We have a link up to Charlie's website, and there's social media links on there as well. So get over there and pick these up wherever you buy digital music. Pop in Charlie Corman and, you know, Spotify, wherever. iTunes, they're all over the place. So it's a good thing. Now, Charlie, right at the beginning of the show, you mentioned, maybe, I don't know if we were on the air or not. We might not have been. But you mentioned you're in the studio right now as we're speaking. You're doing this interview from the studio, right?
Yes, sir.
That's cool. That means you're working. You're working.
Oh, yeah.
So the gears are turning. Things are in process for the next for more music. So how cool is that? How cool is that? Very, very cool. So any idea when new stuff will be hitting the street?
It's a good question. I mean, I'm making all sorts of stuff every single day that I'm very, very excited to, you know, share hopefully soon. But yeah, no, we definitely have some singles coming up pretty soon and everything. And
cool.
There's a lot to come. There's a lot to come. Very excited about it.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real, real good at it. And that's good to know. That's good to know. I'm going to stay tuned. And I can't wait to have you back to hear more, you know, because it's so good. Your music's just fantastic. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're about out of time, folks. I want to mention before we go, if you need help on the PR side of things and whatnot, today introduced me and Charlie, Miss Kelly McGowan. Kelly's awesome. We have a link up on our show page as well to her email. If you need help on the PR side of things, she's a good person to get in your corner. And so I'd get a hold of her. Very, very smart. Smart move there, folks. Cool, cool, cool. We're out of here.
Can I give one shout out?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, of course,
cool, cool,
Charlie.
Cool. I'd like to give a shout out to the interns, Cosign, my producer. And I want to give a shout out to Ryan Toby, my big bro.
Nice. Nice. Cool. Well, you know, they're all helping Charlie and they're making it happen. And it's very cool. And yeah, big shout outs to all of them. Very, very nice. It shows. Such good music, Charlie. Such good music. We're about out of time. So this is the last show of the week. We will be back Monday. So stay tuned, folks. Have a good weekend and whatever you get into. And, you know, Charlie, keep doing what you're doing, man. I can't wait to hear more. So good.
Thank you so much. And yeah, no, there's nothing stopping me.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I can see that. That's good. That's the best attitude to have right there. You can't lose with that one. Very, very cool. Folks, have a great weekend, and we will see you next week. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.